Title Card Reads Hulu presents a Hulu original, a Superfilms production in association with Photon Pictures.
Brand new in the 30s.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
A teen in a black t-shirt grabs the bar above their head and starts doing pull-ups. Director of photography, Turner Jamonville.
Come on, 10 seconds, come on, you dress for tomorrow, let's go.
Hundreds of medals hang on the gym walls. The team lifts a heavy bag and then runs on a treadmill. Music by Tyler Strickland, edited by Michael Mahaffey and Amanda Griffin. Co-producers Jess Barry and Jen Roman. Co-executive producer Russell Sansgiri. Executive producer Chris Mosier.
Come on. 9 more. Come on. 8 more. Faster.
There you go. Come on. 10 seconds. Dig.
Show them up. Come on. Who has more? Man, be a leader. 5. Come on. 4. Come on. 1 more.
Produced by Alex Schmider, the teen raises a kettlebell behind their head with great effort. Produced by Claire Tucker, the teen drops the heavy bag and rests for a moment. Directed by Michael Barnett. They warily go to another part of the gym and pick up a pair of ropes, continuing the workout.
I do train as hard as a man. I fight as hard as a man. I am a man. And I'm the state champ of female high school wrestling.
Title card, Changing the Game. A train goes through the country. Several wrestling matches are going on next to each other in a large auditorium. A herd of long-horned cattle are being guided through a farm. Title card, Texas. A group of 5 teens stand near the tracks as the train goes by. When it passes, they start walking towards an old abandoned factory.
Look, let me show you this. Don't get scared.
Hey, let's take a picture.
Hey, we gotta get us boys.
The group poses for some pictures.
Say less, that's a nice picture.
Title card, Mac. A horse walks out of its stall and walks across a field. Mac reaches out and pushes its nose away. A girl takes a different horse by its reins and leads it to a fence. She climbs the metal post and sits on the fence.
Country and horses, like, not really my thing, but I guess I have a thing for it if, you know, my girl does. Look at you. Presley's so sweet. She's the sweetest girl like I've ever met.
Mac's girlfriend rides the horse around the enclosure.
Mac's Mac, to me.
Mac watches her ride.
He's a really cool dude.
A Chiron reads Presley. She smiles shyly as she's interviewed.
Can you feel the baby?
Yeah, I hear water.
Wait. Is that a heartbeat?
Mac holds his hand against the horse's belly.
Did it just kick?
Yeah.
I felt that over here.
I've actually never felt this way about anyone. It's weird to say it out loud because I've never actually said it, but he makes me get butterflies.
Presley feeds one of the horses in the yard as Mac watches.
Me and Presley, we've gotten really close in a short amount of time.
Mac closes the gate and follows Presley back to the house.
I don't really get close to people like that fast.
Hey, phone addict.
What you want?
Come on.
Chill, I still have to change my
clothes,
not to check my weight.
I'm gonna throw something at you.
I just
can't find what I'm gonna throw.
What's up? Who'd win a wrestling match between you?
Me.
Mac takes out a scale. He puts it in the hall and steps on it.
Wrestling found me. I love it.
There are several photographs taped to a wall. One is of Mac in his wrestling uniform.
God, where do I even begin? Oh, shit. These are all my first place ones. This was Outstanding Wrestler, Cowgirl Classic. And then this is the state one. Last season, when I was wrestling in state, there was a huge uproar and controversy with me being trans. And then I got this award. Yeah. I had to mark out my name because Julius Junior High is a bitch. I don't know why they had to do that. I am a male, so I should compete with the males.
17-year-old Mac Beggs, a junior at Eulis Trinity who was born a girl and is now in the process of becoming a boy, wins the girls' state wrestling tournament Saturday. Mac wanted to wrestle against the boys. The UIL says he had to wrestle the girls, and that's not fair for anybody involved in this argument.
Current UIL rules state boys may not wrestle against girls and vice versa, and gender shall be determined based on a student's birth certificate. For Beggs, that means he's got no choice but to wrestle girls.
If somebody wants to transition into a boy, maybe that means you have to give up the wrestling, that you can't have everything, that you should take up the violin instead, not wreck a statewide sport for all the other participants.
A Chiron reads policies for transgender high school athletes vary from state to state. Cross-country skiers prepare for a race. Other skiers are racing to the finish line. In a small town, a body of water is frozen over. Title card, New Hampshire. In a workroom, a teen stands in front of a ski held by a vise and pours hot wax on the bottom of it.
There's a lot of things that I experience, like discrimination, that other people don't. And I would like to be able to experience freedom.
The teen uses an iron to spread out the wax and then scrapes at it to even it all out.
When I got to high school, the policy was you had to have gender reassignment surgery in order to compete on the selected team that you would like to play on. Don't tell me what I need. Tell me that I'm allowed to do what I want to do on my own time frame.
Title card, Sarah. It is winter. On a farm, goats wander around their pen. Sarah throws a huge log into a fire. She walks towards two people who are using a chainsaw to cut a pile of tree trunks into smaller pieces.
Are there eggs in the coop?
Ma'am, why don't you go look?
This is my dog's eggs.
Sarah jogs back to the chicken coop. She goes inside and checks for eggs. Sarah holds one of the chickens. She reaches into the nest and takes out some eggs. Outside, Sarah throws some grain on the ground to feed the rest of the chickens. Inside, she takes some selfies.
Like experimenting. Because this camera is like brand new and I just got it. So, I've only done like a couple vlogs with it. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today I wanted to go over a little palette that I just got, the Huda Beauty Topaz Obsession. It's amazing. I've used it like a couple of times, but she's cute. We love it. Love it. So I'm gonna throw that on and I'm gonna go in with this yellowish shade right here. And I'm going to go in around my eye like so.
I did not know how to do makeup at all. Let me tell you that. I looked like an Oompa Loompa every single day. I love to film all these things that are going on in my day-to-day life and making my story accessible to other people in the world.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Sarah Rose and this is my very first YouTube video. So yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Sarah Rose.
I just
just wanted to come out and just talk about real quickly how like important Nordic skiing and downhill skiing is for me. Getting out there, being myself, just let everything roll off my shoulders and get all my frustrations and everything off my chest. Woo!
Being transgender is not a choice. From the very beginning, I knew. Like, I knew I was a girl.
Hey guys, it's your girl, Sarah Rose, coming back at you with another video. I have something I want to tell you guys. So, here we go. As you may all know, I am a girl. But reality is that I am a transgender teen. If you accept me for who I am, that is great. And if you don't, then I am sorry. And I hope that in the future you find that I am the same as any other girl.
Saying that I'm trans and that I'm strong and that you can be strong too allows other people who are trans or part of the LGBTQ community to feel validated and accepted just by just watching one small video. It can make a big impact. But anyways, keep being you. Love you guys. Peace out. Mwah.
Sarah turns off her camera. She picks up a mirror and looks at herself while fixing her hair.
I look good. You look beautiful.
Exterior view of the town of Cromwell.
On your marks. Set.
Title card reads, Connecticut.
Never mind,
it's
fine.
Sean's
like,
ooh, I look cute today.
Andrea
goes,
mm. Yes. Or like one time you'll come to school looking nice and like you're just like, all right.
What if that was that? Andrea be coming home like
this. This is the 100 meter.
This is the 200.
That's 200.
What is this?
300. So out of these, which one would you say was your favorite, like you had the most fun at regardless of your, like how you did?
This one, which is outdoor track, and this is at New England's.
For that second place, because it's silver?
Yes, second place. I'd say I had the most fun at that meet. I met some new people, like the mother of these two girls. We're like, oh my God, my daughters love you. My daughters want to see you. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I was expecting them to be like little kids, like little girls. Mm-hmm. But no, they're like older than us. So yeah, I took pictures with them. That was cute.
And, well, you're a whole superstar. Yeah. Yeah. Famous. Right?
But, yeah, and like I'm still friends with them to this day.
That's pretty cool.
I knew all along that I was a girl, but I knew what to call it around 7th or 8th grade.
The five girls sit in their friend's bedroom looking at all the different track and field awards she has won.
If no one supported me, I don't think I would run track, because why run on a team where you don't feel comfortable, where you don't feel accepted?
Title card reads, Andrea.
The way I'm treated on the team and by my peers, family, coaches, has helped a lot.
Andrea stands with one of the girls on the track team and laughs as some of the others run past them. She joins the rest as the team goes through warm-up drills on the track. They kick out in front of them as they walk, run sideways back and forth, and then run as a large group. A chyron reads, Connecticut high school students are free to participate in sports based on their gender identity. Andrea takes a starting block and places it on one of the lanes of the track. Her coach helps her.
So it's gonna sit right there. All right, go jog a lap and then we'll do this.
On the girls' team, I just feel amazing. Just knowing that I get to be who I am.
All right, we're gonna drive out of the blocks. We're gonna make sure that on the left foot coming out, you stride past the green cone, okay?
Andrea's out there competing with all the other girls. And that's the way it should be.
A chyron reads Coach Brian.
Set, back.
Andrea is everything I want my athletes to be. She's been a quiet leader. She's somebody who prefers to listen, to understand before she speaks. Yet if there's something she wants, she's willing to work for it and go get it.
If you run like that, you're gonna be happy.
Exterior of the Connecticut Association of Schools, Interscholastic Athletic Conference.
We certainly look at our policy as doing many things to invite transgender students into activities, into schools, with a message that you are welcome. These are kids in high schools who could be as young as 13. They're just establishing their identity. They're struggling with growing up to begin with. We would not support an athletic policy that would say, in schools, kids are a gender from 8 to 2:30, but then when the athletic co-curricular program kicks in, well, now that's a different gender situation, because that would not honor the student as who they are as a person. Transgender females are females. Cisgender females are females. If we identify them as anything other than female, we are thereby creating a discriminatory situation.
MAC is at a wrestling tournament. It is MAC's turn on the mat. He tries to grab his opponent.
Get your points, back points. There we go, attaboy. Stay in, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in.
MAC's one of my top level athletes. My wrestlers who are higher caliber than, say, an average wrestler, I actually hold to a higher standard. MAC held to the highest standard because he's a state champion.
Akiron reads Coach Clark.
I didn't even know what transgender was before MAC, but I would never turn my back on an athlete. Being a state champion, obviously eyes are on you, and MAC being who MAC is, there's even more eyes on him. Being a state champion, there's a target on his back.
In my mind, and in a lot of parents' minds, it's cheating. This is the second year in a row that they allowed this one individual to shoot up testosterone.
In the girl division, I don't think anybody stands a chance of beating MAC. This policy has failed the entire girls division. It's not failing MAC. She's still getting to wrestle and enjoy the sport that she loves. It's only failing all the other girls.
MAC and his opponent shake hands after he wins the match. Akiron shows MAC's record of 15 wins and 0 losses as he jogs.
Bags, a female student.
Lord knows how much testosterone injections that she's actually taking.
It has been a long and controversial road for the senior.
A woman wants to take testosterone to become a man.
While competing is one of the best girls high school wrestlers in the state.
As MAC continues to jog, his record climbs up to 30 wins and 0 losses.
If you had your way, would you wrestle boys or girls?
Boys. Definitely.
Why?
Because I'm a guy.
So here we have a young lady.
She'll always be a girl.
The birth certificate says female.
Biologically female.
Female body part.
She's a woman. She's always been a woman.
Hardwired from before birth, and it cannot change.
This must mean that they actually are outsiders in their own body.
MAC sits leaning forward. He raises his head and looks to his left.
Before I was on testosterone, I was really depressed. I was not in a good place. I was doing a lot of self-harm. I was battling gender dysphoria a lot. And it can get super bad, really, really bad. Gender dysphoria stems from when you feel trapped inside your physical being.
MAC is back at the gym for practice. The mat is next to the boxing ring. He wrestles with a female opponent as his coach watches.
You want to be somebody else that you know deep inside that you are. You just want it all to stop.
The gender dysphoria consumes you. Sometimes it gets to a point where it's you shut yourself off from the world.
For my dysphoria, at least, I feel uncomfortable, just, again, out of place.
exterior of Mac's home in Texas. There is a covered trailer and a car parked in the driveway.
This is Isabella. This is Itty Bitty. This is my dog. We rescued her from Fort Worth. This is my pupper.
Well, he's so lovable. Come.
Hey, that's a sheep.
He's so he just loves it.
Oh, I know. You're not afraid of anything.
When I was about six, my mom was going through some financial issues and everything like that. So my grandmother and my grandpa, they adopted me.
Oh. I kind of like Popo here, too, because when he barks, he jumps.
Oh, what? I know it. I'll feed you in a minute.
Mac's been pretty powerful in our lives since she was born. He has been at our house through a lot of the difficulties.
I think it'll go away.
What is
I want you to put some of the brown jug on it.
I think Mac would give his eye teeth to Russell Boys this season. I really do.
This is my gun belt that I wear to work, my Sam Brown.
I'm a deputy sheriff, and I work in Dallas. I have been with them 25 years.
A Chiron reads Grandma Nancy.
I was issued a 9mm, so now I have two nines, two 40s, two AR-15s. Nobody should be creeping around this house. It is well protected by Glock and Smith & Wesson and, oh, and I forgot my 380s.
Nancy opens a box of bullets.
I'm hardcore Republican. But I don't mind stepping on some toes either when it comes to transgender kids.
Nancy practices at the gun range. Nancy presses a switch and the paper target returns to her. She runs her hand over the paper and makes note of where she hit. At a bowling alley, a ball appears in the return. Mac picks up an orange ball and takes his turn. It hits the last pin standing.
You gonna bolt? No?
Mac's just a typical teenage boy. She makes bad decisions sometimes. She makes good decisions. She's just a typical teenager.
A Chiron reads Grandpa Roy. Mac takes another turn. He rolls the ball down the alley and gets a strike.
She's always telling me, what's the pronouns? I mean, as soon as I say it, I think about it. You've always called them one thing, and then she wants to be something else, so you have to go with what he wants.
Roy sits in a rocking chair. He then goes to the kitchen and dumps out a plastic container.
It was getting time to wash it anyway. One of my pet peeves is these idiots that think you should take the gender you were born with and all that stuff. Yeah, that's... You gotta feel good about yourself. Hey,
howdy.
I drank a lot of Diet Coke. This is my favorite store. It might be cheaper some other place, but this is my favorite store. You gotta give a guy the right to say what he wants or be what he wants. But there's always some redneck that don't wanna agree with it.
The state motto of New Hampshire is live free or die. Die, yeah.
Sarah loads her skis on a bus and sits with a friend in the back.
I don't take it literally, I take it metaphorically. For me, it means giving others the freedoms of what they want to have. There's a lot of things that I want, because I'm a teen. I want makeup, I want shoes, I want the whole shebang that you see on reality TV. But the main thing that I want in my life is to be accepted as just as me. I deserve equal rights and to be a part of everyone else's normal lives.
Oh, that really straight down
the hill. That's a cable cut there.
This is up a hill here, down a big hill.
171 to 200.
Exterior of Kingswood Regional High School.
When I first started as an administrator, the policy was that gender reassignment surgery needed to take place before a student athlete could compete in that gender.
Sarah prepares herself for the race as she puts on her skis.
As parents, listening to our child, whatever it is, whether it's a medical situation, a psychiatric situation, it doesn't matter what it is, you do what's right for your child. Jen and I would just look at each other, just going, what world do they live in?
It's just an old draconian policy, like just so non-based in reality.
A chyron reads, Jen and Tom. Jen walks up to Sarah.
How's your hands? Good?
Okay. We have a big A team today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would it be fair for me to be competing on the boys' team? No. I am a girl. That's who I am, no matter what.
Sarah picks up her ski poles and makes her way to the starting line.
The policy was really discriminatory. I need this policy to be changed. I need to be able to compete on the girls' team.
Please welcome one of the bravest girls I know, Sarah Humphrey.
I wanted to fight for what was right. That's where I started talking with my community and saying, this is not right, and we need this to change.
High school had these big policies in set for me saying that transgender people need to have gender reassignment surgery.
We tried explaining to the NHIAA, but nothing changed. I was the one who went to the superintendent. I was the one who talked to the legal advocates and defenders. I may not have been like the first person who was like, oh, this is something that needs to be changed, but I was the first one who didn't back down.
Sarah is a perfect example of why that policy needed to be updated. Sarah's a leader. When she speaks, people listen. Absolutely. That had impact on the NHIAA policy.
Sarah wears a bib with the number 2 on it as she competes. She's in the middle of the pack, surrounded by other female skiers. They go around a bend and disappear into the trees. At a track meet, the stands are full of spectators watching the racers compete.
I'd like you right here on the numbers.
On your mark. Set.
For Title IX, for decades, to have equal rights, to have them taken away by foolish policies that are discriminatory against girls and women. People are afraid to speak up because they're afraid they're going to be accused of being discriminatory. They are not being discriminatory. It's ridiculous. It has made a mockery of girls' sports. It's made a mockery of girls and women's rights. It is a total sham.
We begin today with the question of whether transgender high school girls should be allowed to race on high school girls' track teams. And in Connecticut, these parents have said it's not fair. So, what do you think?
I think it is unfair. And I think in fairness, that's why we have gender segregated sports.
I think there's a lot of people that are legitimately trans. That's not the problem. The problem is them wanting to compete as women. It's hilarious. Imagine if your daughter was up for a scholarship and she had to compete against some 6'5" man.
What happens to field hockey when the soccer players start to play? What happens with girls basketball? What happens with, with girls volleyball? What happens with tennis? No matter if you're taking hormones, not taking hormones, the structure of the anatomy is different, period. It's about fairness, not demonization, but fairness.
Come and get that push! Push
Defining what fair is difficult, but I think the most important thing to keep in mind is what your overarching goal is. So when we look at track and field, the question is, what do we want to do with this sport? And to me, it's teaching life lessons through athletics. A lot of people get caught up in wins and losses. Wins and losses are important because wins and losses are motivating. But my goal as a coach is always to help all of the students improve as people first, as athletes second, and give everyone a chance to go out and make themselves a better version of themselves.
Track has given me a sense of self-worth, self-confidence. So why shouldn't we be able to feel good about ourselves and love ourselves? They could say whatever they wanted, but at the end of the day, I'm still running on the female team.
You have to think about fairness on a scale that's not limited to just the track. You have to think about what's fair for people throughout life. Would it be fair to tell somebody that you have all the rights and privileges of a given gender, except in this one situation? Either you do or you don't.
Andrea does some last-minute practice before her race. Coach Brian watches as she gets into her starting position in the blocks and then sprints past all the other athletes standing near the track. She goes back to her coach for his feedback.
If you run the whole race like this, it's gonna be something to watch.
Coach Brian and Andrea both smile. Alone at another track, Andrea puts her hand down on the ground, close to the starting line. She drops her knee and adjusts her position. Once comfortable, she raises her knee, resting her weight on her toes, and lifts her head to look ahead of her. She moves from her starting position and begins to run along the quiet and empty track.
The transgender wrestler
hasn't lost a match all year. The 17-year-old is taking hormones.
Many parents told us they felt this transgender teen had an unfair advantage.
Mac warms up with the girls on his team by doing front flips across the mat. He stands in line behind his teammates to wait his turn to go the other way. A chyron reads, Texas Girls Regionals. The team stand together and cheer before the match starts. Mac sprints back and forth across the mat as part of his warm-up.
Mac's attitude's been back and forth. I'm sure the press, the media, that's getting to him. I need Mac to remain focused on what he wants to do. Once he wins the second state championship, then we're going to begin the college route.
Mac and his opponent shake hands before their match starts. The referee gives them the signal, and they begin to wrestle. From the sidelines, Coach Clark watches Mac intently. The two athletes grab at each other, trying to bring the other to the ground. Mac pulls his opponent down and flips her over. The referee gets closer and lays on the ground next to them. With her feet on the ground, the girl lifts her torso up, but the ref calls the match. The athletes stand on either side of the ref, and he lifts Mac's arm up as the winner.
Come here. It's girls like that, let's not give the media a frenzy, okay? I know, just finish it and get it over with.
And it looks like...
No, it looks like you're beating up on someone because they don't understand that that girl's a first year.
Mac walks away from Coach Clark. He goes to the side of the auditorium and passes several competitors waiting their turns. As he walks, Mac removes the top of his wrestling uniform. He sits in front of a blue wall with a tank top covering his chest and rests his arms on his knees.
She doesn't want me in front of the entire media to do my takedowns and stuff. That's all I was trained to do. Feels like I'm winning, but it feels like I'm also losing at the same time.
Mac puts on his hoodie, he takes his knapsack, and walks out of the gym. In the hall, he sits near a set of stairs, and a photographer crouches next to him. A news reporter and cameraman also prepare to interview him as Presley watches.
Cameras are new, and I can tell it gets to him a lot, but he doesn't talk about the pressure.
So I gotta go. All right.
Here, tell you what, girls 110, go ahead and get on the podium. Girls 110, go ahead and get on the podium.
Mac gets up on the podium and receives his first place medal. Pictures are taken, and when the ceremony is over, he goes through the crowd to where Presley is waiting. They hug and he kisses her on the cheek. At night, Mac and Presley are at the farm where the horses are in the corral. A foal runs in circles. Mac and Presley sit together on a pickup truck.
I don't think Mac deserves the hating and the bullying and the harassment. He's had a couple breakdowns with me. Get upset and he'll just not want to do it anymore. The people that are hating on him are adults and he's a teenager. Negative.
On a different day, Mac fills up a bunch of water balloons. Wearing shorts and a t-shirt, Presley chases him across the front lawn to the bowl they're in, and they both grab some balloons. They throw them at each other. Mac twists around to avoid getting hit, laughing in the sunlight.
He was like, would you go out with me? And I was like,
I remember, like, you were on the verge of saying no.
Sure.
Well, everyone's dressed all casual. She's dressed all,
like fancy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's very,
she's just bougie.
Very sarcastic. She's very sarcastic.
You know what that means? Like, bougie.
I'm just the type of girl to sip the tea and then be like,
Yeah. Let's say you're, like, into someone. Like, how quickly do you tell them that you're, like,
transgender?
Yeah.
I tell them the first time.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that you just have to tell someone. Mm-hmm. Because people could take things the wrong way.
You don't want
Andrea to get hurt. Mm-hmm.
But I just wouldn't want to waste my time getting to know someone and loving someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then them being like, breaking you.
Yeah, so I just wouldn't want to waste that time. So I just tell them right away.
Hey! It's your girl, Sarah Rose, coming back at you with another video with this girl, Allison.
I like to think that I am boy crazy. I've had those guys who were the most beautiful guys, most smart, intelligent, kind. They just weren't ready to get into a relationship.
I can tell in her mind that she would love to have a boyfriend. You know, it's the Cinderella thing. The day Sarah walks in with her first boyfriend, I will certainly have some questions. Any father would, making sure that this person is going to take good care of your daughter, so.
And that's a wrap. Thank you guys so much for coming along with me.
Sarah returns from the meet and gets off the school bus. She carries her skis in a bag and joins her teammate. Together, they walk across the parking lot.
A big question when it comes to sports is, do I have a physical advantage? I'm not getting in first place every race. I don't like to think that I back off, but I kind of do. I always keep that in the back of my mind. Like, if I do try to push myself, some of them might be thinking, oh, she does have an advantage.
If you believe that the best choice in skis will be your skate skis, you do this classic race on your skate skis. Just do a little clinic on that.
If Sarah didn't want to do her best for fear of shedding light on herself, I would be disappointed for her as, you know, as a person not being able to leave it all out on the field. That would be tragic for me.
The sun has gone down. Sarah rides up the ski lift to do some night skiing. The slopes are lit with tall lights.
Living free is crucial to making New Hampshire, New Hampshire.
Let's work on skating like we did last time, and we're gonna actually skate over to the pool. Awesome job, everybody.
Right now, I teach kids at ski school.
Who wants to go with me?
I could get fired for being trans. I'm a normal human being. I'm not some monster that other people make transgender people out to be.
Sarah brings her students to one of the hills. She leads everyone down one of the easier trails. She skis in a wide S formation, making sure the kids can keep up with her. All six of them continue down the slope, surrounded by trees. The lights from the chalet brighten up the bottom of the slope. Everyone takes off their skis and walks towards the building. At the gym, Andrea is having a workout. She stands on one of the machines with her hands on the grips. She holds herself up by the arms and lifts her legs out in front of her. Her mother stands next to her.
Come on, all the way up. Ah! Watch your mom. Let me see if I can do it. How much you want to bet?
I don't bet.
Well, I think you can do it.
They trade places, and Andrea's mother gets on the machine. She raises her legs up high a couple of times and stops.
That was a competition.
Andrea gets back on the machine. With a lot of effort, she raises her legs up and points them to the ceiling.
There you go. One more. Woo!
Are they close?
Yes. The first one, you were really, really good, like this. All right. Come on, 90 degrees, yep. 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, so watch, just a pointer. Huh?
Running's easy.
Running's easy. I'm gonna tell your coach, go.
Andrea's mother watches the rest of the workout. At home, she is going through a photo album with pictures of Andrea as a baby.
I see Andrea. It's the same person. When I heard transgender for the first time, I struggled only because I didn't know what it was. For me, transgender doesn't really change a whole lot. I'm still your mother.
A chyron reads, Ngozi. Andrea's mother stands at a treadmill and watches her daughter run.
I personally have never been a girly girl, so I didn't even know what that looked like. She is very much a girly girl. And so that required me to change how I mothered her. Now I've had to appreciate getting her hair done or appreciate, you know, getting nails done frequently, and actually that has influenced me to get my nails done, or before I didn't.
Andrea stands with her hands on a wall.
For Andrea, there were no other transgender African-American role models in sports for her to look at. It is very important to share this story, even if it helps only one person. I don't care if any person thinks that Andrea has an advantage. It's so much more than that for her. This is important. I mean, we're talking about life or death. It scares me, the stats, the numbers, what she's up against. What my child won't be is suicidal. What my child won't be is on drugs. If track gives these young kids an opportunity to be and to live in their truth, how dare we take that away from them? And so for me, that's being unfair. I mean, that's more than being unfair, that's being cruel.
At the track meet, Ngozi runs up to her daughter and hugs her.
And so I become very concerned as she becomes more public. I almost feel like I need to be her bodyguard of sorts, but not only to guard her physically, but to guard her emotionally and mentally.
Ngozi motions for Andrea to wipe her face and then turns to Coach Brian.
The mission for me is to make this world a better place for her and make her.
Ngozi closes her eyes, sighing. She wipes the tears from her cheeks before she continues.
Give her the right skills, the right demeanor to survive in this world.
Ngozi looks away from the camera. At the gym, Andrea is finishing her workout. She lowers her hands from above her head and smiles. A chyron above a soccer field reads, "An African-American transgender female student is 5 times more likely to be murdered than her peers." Exterior view of the Euless Water Tower. Nancy walks around her front yard.
When things get stressful, this is where I come.
Nancy sits on a lawn chair in her front yard. She holds the hose and waters the grass around her.
I had never even heard of transgender until Matt came in and told us that he really was a boy instead of a girl. I think my chin hit the floor and I was just standing there with this dumb look on my face, like, okay, Mac, if you're gay, tell us you're gay. He said, you don't get it. I'm not gay, I'm transgender. I had a hard time with my religion. I'm Southern Baptist to the core. It took a tremendous amount of soul searching and Bible reading to come to terms with it. But if you read your Bible and you do your studying, there's nothing that I can find in there that says there's anything wrong with it. And I have hunted. So we got Mac an address for this, a picture of him and his sister. And in order to get this picture, we had to agree to this picture.
The picture is of Mac with shoulder-length hair riding a kid's motorcycle. In the photo album, there are more pictures of Mac as a baby with bows in his hair. Nancy looks thoughtfully at the photos.
And Mac was such a beautiful little girl. And yet I look at him now as a boy, and I think he really was never a little girl. We made him a little girl. He was never a little girl. I feel like the lost granddaughter has become a grandson that we never knew we had, never would have been around. If we had shut Mac down and had nothing to do with accepting the change, I don't think Mac would be alive today. That terrifies me. Terrifies me. That's our favorite picture of him as a baby because he was in his Levi pants and his t-shirt. To really switch over and just confirm everything in your heart that Mac is a little boy, we had to let the little girl die. And it's hard because when I look at the pictures of Mac as a little girl, I remember how sweet, and we kept thinking we got a little tomboy on our hands, what are we going to do? And just never dreaming that we would ever have to change. It was just always our little tomboy. So, yeah, I never look at them anymore. It's easier to leave them locked up. So I can see why Mac feels that way too.
Nancy tries her best not to cry and wipes the tears from her eyes. She closes the photo album and looks away.
This is a picture of Mac, and I know he wants it off the wall so bad, but he won't say anything because it's the only picture I have of Mac with long hair. So I think today, I'm gonna take it off the wall.
Nancy takes the picture off the wall.
And put it up with the others. So I'd like to be a fly on the wall when Matt comes in and sees it gone.
Nancy looks down at the pale green picture frame one last time and leaves the room. In his bedroom, Mac opens an alcohol wipe with one hand in his teeth. He fills a syringe from a small vial.
My relationship with testosterone is complicated. I wish I didn't have to inject it. I wish it was just natural in me, but it's not, so gotta do this instead. Fun times.
Mac finishes putting the correct amount of testosterone in the syringe. He sits on the edge of his bed and looks at the floor. Nancy drives the car on the highway. They pass an exit ramp. Mac sits in the passenger seat.
Tonight, more than two dozen local top high school athletes are competing in the UIL State Wrestling Tournament.
Transgender high school wrestler Mac Beggs has started his state title defense now.
What's your take on the tournament, my friend?
And if you're taking testosterone, that is called cheating.
What do you say about your girl son? He has so much respect for all the girls he wrestles. How much strength does it take for you to not blow your own head off?
The state flag of Texas waves outside a sports center. A chyron reads, Texas Girls State Tournament. People enter the complex and go through the turnstiles. Inside the gym, workers prepare the plastic chairs for the audience. Reporters set up their cameras to film the tournament. One of the cameras is from Fox Sports. A large group of students rush through the rows of seats to get a good spot. Mac starts his first match. He gets her on the ground quickly, and the match ends shortly after. They shake hands, and the referee declares them the winner. His opponent hurries off. The rows of seats are almost full. Several matches are going on at the same time. In the hallway, Mac jumps up and down by the wall while his grandmother stands close. Behind them are several reporters and camera people recording his actions. Mac starts his next match. Pins his opponent down on the mat. When the match is over, Mac hugs the girl, but she pushes him gently and walks away as the referee raises Mac's arm in victory. On the sidelines, the girl who lost to Mac breaks down in tears afterwards. Her teammates try to console her as she cries. Mac watches the floor from behind a glass door.
I do think people hate me.
Mac stands with his head down as people walk past him. A person wearing a blue workout shirt and headphones stands in a gym. They do squats while lifting a barbell with heavy weights. On either side of them, others are working out as well as they continue alone.
I know he's a boy because he said so. Just how I'm a woman, and I expect people to respect that.
A chyron reads Chelsea.
If the administrators had the balls to do something, everything else would have been avoided.
Mac and Chelsea wrestle in the finals at the previous year's tournament.
Like, I knew for a fact he could beat me again, and I was like, that's not happening. But I keep working so he can't.
Chelsea is visibly upset, but holds back her tears. She works out with the battle ropes, heavy ball, and large tire.
You have a whole year to get ready. You gotta beat Mac. I think people just assume that he was trying to use the fact that he was transgender to up the other girls. Do you really honestly think someone would change their entire gender just so they would win state? No. That's not how it works. You need to be first this time. If you're not first, college scouts are not gonna be calling to you.
I'm wrestling for a scholarship. There's girls that kick guys' asses all the time. I can't lose a match.
Sleep starts to become a scheduling problem. I passed out in my kitchen, my mom found me. A lot of people are like, why didn't you just go up a weight class? You could have been the 119 state champion. I'm not gonna run away. That's not me. If he wants to wrestle for the title, let's go. I'm not afraid. No guts, no glory, right?
At the tournament, Mac and Chelsea meet on the mat and shake hands before their match. Photographers capture everything.
My wife said afterwards, keep your composure.
Coach Clark leaves Mac to finish preparing for the final match. He walks back into the crowded auditorium and looks at the stands. The media is crowded at one end of the room, pointing their cameras towards the main mat. In her seat, Presley sits with friends and Nancy stands on the sidelines. Mac puts on his headgear and psychs himself up. When he's ready, he turns and jogs to the mat. The match starts. Mac and Chelsea grab each other's arms. Chelsea stays on her feet as Mac tries to bring her down. The crowd watches intently. They start again with Chelsea on the floor, but she gets up quickly. The two teams continue until a timeout is called. Mac hurries off the mat to his coach. A medic takes care of Mac's bleeding nose. Presley looks on worried. Mac holds his hands out to Coach Clark. The crowd is getting angry and gesture at the referee. Mac looks up at the people as he's being treated. Coach Clark examines Mac for any other injuries. He studies Mac's face and then lets him go. Mac goes back to the match. Chelsea, on her hands and knees, waits for Mac to take his position and the referee to blow the whistle. The match resumes. Chelsea gets on her feet. Mac tries to lift her and throw her to the ground, but Chelsea stays upright. They grab at each other and Mac gets Chelsea down. Chelsea fights to get back up. From behind, Mac leans on her back and tries to force her under him. Mac grabs Chelsea's right arm and pulls it behind her. Chelsea grimaces in pain. She flips to her side to get away, but Mac pushes her back down. Mac slides across the mat and wraps his arm around Chelsea's neck. The two square off again from a standing position. Mac reaches out and pushes her head back. He drops to his knees and holds her by the midsection. He pulls her down, he gets on top of her, and the referee holds up two fingers. Chelsea tries her best to get out from his hold, but is unable to. The referee makes a motion. The match is over. Mac gets up and walks away from Chelsea. Chelsea is in tears as she rises from the mat. She hangs her head and cries. Mac bends down and unwraps his ankle. He looks around the room and taps his chest. Holds up Mac's arm in victory. Chelsea walks away. Mac and the ref turn to face the other side of the room as Mac continues to tap his chest.
Proud of you. Get him straight out of here.
Mac runs out of the auditorium after the booing starts. Nancy hurries behind him. The majority of the crowd are not happy. One man stands, yelling obscenities at Mac as he leaves. On the sidelines, Chelsea stares off sadly as she puts on her sweatshirt. She walks out of the room with her coach.
I did all I could, and that's the problem. Like, even when I tried my best, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I was wrestling for a scholarship this year, but it looks like I'm going to the Air Force or Marines.
On the podium, Chelsea is given her silver medal. Mac stands in first place and smiles as he receives his from Coach Clark.
No, I don't think it's fair. It wasn't fair for anybody.
Outside the auditorium, Chelsea is trying hard not to cry, but has to wipe the tears from her face. A chyron reads, Mac ended his senior season with a 36-0 record and his second state title. Neither Mac nor Chelsea were offered an athletic scholarship. Exterior view of the sports complex from the air. Later that night, Nancy and Mac arrive home. Nancy parks in the driveway. Mac immediately goes inside the house. Nancy gets out of the car and unloads the trunk before she follows him in.
At 18, Mac Beggs knows all eyes are on him.
He's grappled not just opponents, but transgender rights. Beggs made headlines with the argument. Beggs takes testosterone and has an unfair advantage. He ended up winning the girls' state championship once again, competing in the female division. Beggs' family wants to press state leaders more so transgender athletes can compete as the gender they identify with. As for Mac, the senior is scheduled for a gender reassignment surgery. He'll start a new chapter in wrestling and men's division.
Are you proud of him?
Hell yes.
Matt Howardson.
I'm tired of it, to be honest. I'm just ready to leave behind me, ready to get on with what I actually am passionate about and being on a male team and talking about rights other than me being the transgender male wrestler. To be honest.
Mac goes to his room and scrolls through Facebook.
I've definitely been bullied by more adults than kids, and it's pretty sad. So if Bobby Sue Johnson took steroids to increase her game, she'd be banned from competing. But Mac Beggs pumping herself silly with testosterone is okay, all because she's transitioning to be a boy. Oh, here's the classic. If you haven't had surgery yet, you're not a complete male. If you're in the middle of a sex change, I don't care what your religion is or what you pray to, this shit is wrong. Best part is, even with steroids, I would love to have it step on a mat with a semi-okay male. She would get destroyed.
The comments on Facebook read, "The only issue is that he is not a he. Talk about beating the system. The world is messed up. It's called mental illness. America's a freak show these days. Don't worry, it's mentally unstable and will kill itself." Mac continues to look through the posts.
Hatred hit me hard during the summer. Took way too many sleeping pills. I was alone, I was by myself. And I was just laying out on the concrete patio. And I was just like, maybe if I just closed my eyes, maybe it would just be over.
In his dark room, Mac continues to stare at his laptop. Aerial view of a bunch of black and gray basketball courts. One person plays alone. A chyron reads, "Over 40% of transgender youth attempt suicide."
Yesterday, the Department of Justice issued some news regarding transgender people that has the entire LGBTQ community concerned.
There is growing concern in this country and fear about deadly attacks against transgender Americans, particularly trans women of color.
Andrea watches the news.
Yeah, I guess I'm scared.
Andrea and her mother Ngozi sit in their living room. They are quiet as they think about what they've just heard.
In a late night decision, the White House reversed guidelines issued under President Obama. Public schools no longer required to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice.
It's very difficult to watch after all the progress that's been made to see rollbacks on those protections.
They're telling me to like detransition. Maybe I'll do that. Hop on the bandwagon, be like, gonna go detransition now because the government's telling me. Like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna be who I wanna be and I'm gonna stay who I wanna be. Like, this is me, and I'm not gonna let anybody else like tell me different.
You have to advocate for your child. That's your job as a parent. And it's not easy.
The notion that transgender men and women...
We're pretty conservative. We are more of a minority in Sarah's transgender world, in our transgender world, but people just need to be who they are. And that doesn't really have anything to do with your politics.
I don't think that being transgender is political.
There are people who try to politicize it, but they don't understand.
At school, Sarah and her friends stand in the hall outside the girls' bathroom.
I wish people would understand that we're not a threat to people in the bathrooms. I would just love to be able to talk about using the bathroom without being bombarded about questions. What do you do in the bathroom? What is it like being, like, peeing? Like, I don't want to answer those questions. Like, come on, like, would you ask another person that question? What do I want to do in the bathroom? I want to be able to pee and poop in peace and do my makeup occasionally.
I'm still filming though, yo girl. Hey everyone. It's Emily Tressa.
Hey, it's Sarah Rose. Cool transition.
Do you all get raffle tickets?
Yes.
Weak.
Hey, back. Transition, we're in a bathroom.
Let's have a kiki.
I love that song.
Can I have a kiki? Let's have a kai kai.
Okay, another cool transition.
It's really important that we have non-discrimination laws. It allows trans people to live our lives freely without living in fear. I've been working on forming a bill that will allow trans people to live free in the state of New Hampshire.
Sarah sits with a friend working on her laptop. She types out a document. Sarah skis through the snow by herself.
HB 1319 is a bill eliminating discrimination based on gender identity.
Sarah sits in the student senate room with other classmates.
I'm ready to lobby whoever I need to in order to get this bill passed.
Sarah walks down the snowy sidewalk. She is on her way to a protest being held in front of a government building. Approximately 30 to 40 people have gathered outside.
Here today because all Granite Staters deserve to live their lives without the fear of discrimination.
It's not just transgender citizens who are affected by this kind of legislation. It's all of us. It's families, it's grandparents, it's community members, and it's time. Thank you.
It was just over a year ago that our 17-year-old child came out as transgender. 1 year and 3 days ago, she took her own life. 40% of all transgender teens commit or attempt suicide. That's 40% of all transgender sons and daughters and siblings and friends. My husband and I did not know this statistic until far too late.
A framed picture of the woman's son is propped at her feet. The crowd has gathered around the speakers. Andrea is in the car with her mom driving on the highway.
Andrea has been authentic to herself. She needed to be visible and live in her own truth. And so when you take that and look at other youth and other kids, it becomes very important work, and we recognize that. I mean, we're talking about life or death. Being visible gives her a voice and others a voice too.
Andrea arrives at another track meet. She walks by herself towards the bleachers. Next to the track, Andrea looks up at the seats. Spectators move all around her as she takes a seat and watches one of the races.
As the state competition began, we were hearing rumors that there may be parents who are going to protest at the meet. This is the most challenge we've faced regarding our policy in action. And I think it's because we now have two transgender student athletes who are succeeding.
A chyron reads, Terry. She smiles. Terry and Andrea sit on a track warming up their muscles. They each cross one leg over the other and stretch. They run side by side on the track, raising their knees high as they do their drills.
Now that two transgender females are running in track, it looks great.
There's no way of us knowing exactly how many transgender student athletes are participating. And quite frankly, we're fine with that because we want to identify them as students and athletes, not as transgender anything. Our policy holds firm.
Where do you locate that so-called right to be included? They don't have the right. They're not girls. I could, if I say that I'm the Queen of England, am I the Queen of England?
The women who ran today, who fought and trained in the rain with their periods. And when these transgender people can run with menstrual cramps that feel like ruptured appendix, then I'll understand. How many of the girls out there right now have their periods? Probably a third of them. These two transgender will not have to run. Question.
Exterior of a nail salon. There are dozens of shades of nail polish on the shelf. Terry sits next to Andrea as they get pedicures.
If I didn't see Andrea coming out running as a girl, I wouldn't come out and run as a girl. Andrea showed me you don't have to hide.
I'm only 17 and a junior in high school. Like, I don't see myself as an activist at all whatsoever.
I do, and I can tell you why. Before it was any Terry, it was you. So you didn't necessarily speak with your words, but your actions spoke like it was words. Like, your actions hit me, so it was like, if you're brave enough to do it, then I can too. And here we are now, so I feel like you are. Well, I don't feel like you are. You are.
Thank you.
I can't live my life as an everyday girl. And then when it's sports, I'm with the boys. Like, that's not being myself. I wasn't myself for a very long time, so I'll never go back to not being myself ever again.
Terry gets her nails done. Exterior of a government building.
Good afternoon. I'd like to focus in session on HB 1319, an act prohibiting discrimination based upon gender identity.
I am very pleased to bring this bill before you today. It's a bill that will have a powerful impact on thousands of our Granite State citizens.
Thank you. I'll now recognize Mark Warren, who's representing himself.
I'm in favor of equal rights for sure. But I also say, how do we identify people of what sexual orientation? And I'm not one for fear. I don't live in fear, but I do want to allow my kids to have the same equal freedom and rights to know that when they are on sports teams, to know that they're in locker rooms, that they know who it is that they are around. Maybe it's a identity card. I'm not too sure what the solution is.
We take questions, sir?
Sure.
Seeing none, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to testify against this bill. Do you trust women to use their own intuition about who is safe to be in a woman's restroom or locker room? Do you respect a woman's right to privacy? Do you respect a woman's right to protect herself? Do you want to see women left vulnerable in restrooms or locker rooms to sexual assault, especially young girls? Thank you.
And now I recognize Tom and Sarah Hawkins.
Sarah, who's sitting with her friends, gets up from her seat carrying her notes. She is dressed in a black suit with a patterned shirt. She walks up one aisle, across the back of the room, and down the other aisle to the microphone. Her father walks up to her. He touches her back in encouragement and stands behind her for support. Sarah adjusts the microphone and begins her argument.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. My name is Sarah Huckman. I am from West Ossipee. I am 17 years old. I'm a 4-H member. I serve on the New Hampshire Legislative Youth Advisory Council, and I'm a junior at Kingswood Regional High School. And I happen to be transgender.
I think my daughter, Sarah, is an extraordinary child. She's the bravest person I've ever met.
I just remember being, like, in junior high, and you just wanted to fit in. And Sarah to put herself out there. It is amazing to me.
After high school, I do plan on going to college, getting a job, living in an apartment. But one thing that could get in the way of accomplishing my goals is discrimination.
I didn't choose to have a transgender child, but having a child who happens to be transgender has given me the opportunity to look at the world differently and to see how the world treats her. And has made me such a better person.
Without HB 1319, colleges, landlords, and business owners can deny me entrances to colleges, apartments, and jobs simply because I'm transgender. This bill is a crucial starting point for acceptance and inclusion in our communities. It will allow me and so many others to truly live free in our beloved state. Thank you.
Outside on the government steps, a crowd has gathered, holding signs in favor of the bill.
Well, I'm also reading a freshman's book, also carrying the same book. And a 95-year-old.
Oh my God, hey guys, welcome back. I have something amazing to tell you guys. HB 1319 is now a law that will protect transgender citizens of New Hampshire from discrimination. And that is a big step. I love you guys. Bye.
Nancy opens the back door of her house to let the dogs out. She follows them out to the backyard and sits in a chair to drink her coffee.
Now that it's the end of Max's season, we're trying to get Max started on his USA wrestling so that he can wrestle boys.
Nancy goes through Max's insurance and medical files.
It has not been simple to get him into this switchover from the girls to the boys. I had to go back 2 years and pull all this information out. We had to submit all of Max's personal medical records, all his psychological medical history. This is a letter Mac had to write about himself to USA on why he felt like he was transgender. I couldn't understand any other reason why they would want us to do that. I felt like we were kind of between the rock and the hard spot. We either gave USA everything they asked for, or he would never get to compete. Mac just wanted to be a kid. Just let me be a kid. I just want to wrestle. It is an invasion of privacy, but it's the only way he was going to get to play. It was just fighting this battle for Mac, so Mac didn't have to.
Nancy looks at all the different forms they've had to submit. The door to Mac's room is covered in stickers and written signs. He gets up in the morning and steps on the scale to monitor his weight.
No, I'm so confused. But usually our scale is a pound off. But on the scale that I use at school, it was 113.4. This is 113.2.
I'd say you need to take off 4 ounces, and then you're going to be safe. Sorry, Charlie. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Nancy turns to someone in another room and laughs. She walks towards Mac's room.
How are you going to lose that other 0.4?
Cut my hair.
Mac.
I'm that desperate. I'm so tired right now.
What can you do to take that 0.4 off?
Spit.
That's 4 ounces of spit?
Yeah.
You got to half fill a bottle, right?
About that much.
I'll walk to the end of the street and back with you.
That's not going to do anything, Granny. That's not going to do anything. Unless I'm physically sweating, I'm not going to lose that.
Then we'll run.
You're going to run with me.
Sure. You may get there and back before I get there, but I'll run with you.
Wearing plaid pants and a long-sleeve t-shirt, Mac goes outside and walks across the lawn. Nancy follows him to the sidewalk. Together, they start slowly jogging down the road. Mac starts to pull away, but Nancy keeps running behind her grandson.
She's on, like... She's done so much for me, and I'm so appreciative for her.
Mac is sitting on the sidewalk when Nancy catches up. She reaches down and helps him stand up.
She's just the greatest.
Mac and his grandmother start walking back to the house. After a couple of steps, they both start jogging again. At the house, Mac lies, exhausted, on the ground in front of the door.
Strip and stand under the cold shower and dry off and wait. Wish it worked for me.
A chyron reads, Texas USA Boys State Tournament. Several wrestling matches are happening in a school auditorium. Mac watches the wrestlers from the sidelines and then walks through the crowd.
for these kids that are this age and they're fixing to, you know, go to the next grade or get out of high school, this is their Olympics. So what they do here is the top they can do at this age.
Mac sits alone on the bleachers and tightens the laces of his red and black wrestling shoes. Competitors walk past him. He looks up from his seat and watches the boys compete.
There's no one stopping me. I'm gonna be eyes bleeding, cuts on my face. I am a force to be reckoned with. I'm gonna go out with a brutal force.
Max stands in front of his opponent for his first match against a male. Nancy uses her camera to film her grandson. The match is different than his previous ones against the girls. The other boy grabs Mac from around the waist and flips Mac onto his stomach. The boy, still holding Mac around the middle, stands bent over and lifts Mac off the ground. Mac tries to get his arms around the boy, but he is flipped onto his back and pinned down. After the match, Mac shakes his opponent's hand, and the referee raises his competitor's arm in victory. Mac has changed into his street clothes. He stands in a hallway that says, "Do not enter," with his back to everyone and hangs his head. He wipes his face before he stands up straight and comes out. Mac heads back into the gym. Mac stands next to the bleachers with his grandmother. They watch all the different matches in front of them. Nancy looks at her grandson with concern, but he doesn't react. She pats him on the back. On the floor in front of them, a referee makes a call. Two more teens in dark singlets compete. Mac watches all of it and then turns away.
I think back on it, I'm like, I was just 13 when my depression hit really bad. To now, it's like a completely different person. I feel courageous in anything that I do. I'm ready for whatever life throws at me. I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna tackle it, and I'm gonna achieve it.
Mac enters the ring for his second match, and the two competitors shake hands. He goes on the attack right away and grabs his opponent's legs. Mac picks the boy up and flips him over his shoulder. Coach Clark watches from the sidelines and cheers Mac on. Mac grabs the boy from behind and pushes him down on the mat. Mac keeps hold of the boy's waist, and they both roll across the mat. They reset, and Mac dives to grab the teen by the legs. The teen holds on to Mac, but Mac is able to stand up with the boy on his back and twist around to land on him when they fall. Nancy watches closely as she records the bout. Mac holds onto the boy's arm by pinning it behind him and dragging him across the mat. He manages to pin him down. The match is over. Mac gets up and walks to the referee. His competitor joins them, and the two boys shake hands. The referee raises Mac's arm in victory, and he leaves the auditorium.
I'm proud of.
Mac and Presley hug tightly after his match. He is emotional after his win. Mac puts his hands behind his head and looks up. He wipes the tears from his eyes and composes himself.
I know I worked hard for this. And like,
Mac is too overwhelmed to continue. He covers his mouth with his hand, closes his eyes, and takes a deep breath. He steps on the third place podium with a bronze medal around his neck.
I know I'm not doing it for anybody else, I'm doing it for me. I'm able to be me, and that's all I ever wanted to do. That's all I ever wanted to do.
Mac stands on the podium proudly with the first and second place finishers while their picture is taken. At the track meet, Ngozi watches from the sidelines as Andrea takes off her jacket and prepares for a race.
On your marks, set.
Terry Miller and
and Andrea Yearwood dominating the competition at the Girls Track and Field Championships in Connecticut, coming in first and second place, respectively.
What do you want to say to other transgender youth, young people, teens who are out there really struggling through this process?
Just follow your heart. Like, don't let other people determine what you do in life.
I want my name in the books, and not just for track. I want to be known as Terry Miller, the person who made an impact on the world. Since I can be brave like Andrea, I might as well finish the whole thing, which is help other people. We don't identify as females. We are females. That's just that. No doubt about it. We don't have to hesitate. It's, hi, my name is Terry Miller. I'm an African-American female. Hi, my name is Andrea. We're female.
So the question would be, is it fair for females to not run on the female team?
At the practice oval, Andrea and Terry line up behind the starting line. They take off and run side by side on the track. Sarah comes over a hill during a cross-country race. She crouches and glides around a bend.
Trans kids aren't playing sports because policies are put into place to prevent them from competing on a team that they want to compete on. Hopefully society will change. People say people don't change, but they do, because I have changed.
Mac, with an even shorter haircut, runs down the street.
I got recruited for college. Wrestling men in college. Grown men.
Mac keeps running. Exterior of a building with a sign that reads, Life University, the Eagle's Nest.
If you are average in one thing in your life, right? Let's say you're average at school or whatever. You're going to start being average in everything else you do in your life. Why do you want to be average? You got to be above average. You got to do better. You could always do more.
All I ever wanted to do was wrestle men. And now that I am, it's freaking dope. It's freaking dope.
Max sits in a gym with dozens of other male wrestlers. They all sit on the floor as their coach gives them a pep talk. They are guys of all sizes and ethnicities. They get up and start running laps, doing push-ups and sparring against each other. Mac works out with all of the guys. They stand in line to be weighed. He gets up on the scale in front of his teammates with no shirt and his reconstruction surgery scars visible. The guys stand in a circle as Mac and another team member get ready to wrestle. The guys cheer on the two men as they try to bring the other down. Mac reaches around and drops his teammate to the floor. A Chiron reads, the majority of states in the U.S. continues to write legislation to exclude transgender youth from participating in sports as who they are. Directed by Michael Barnett, produced by Claire Tucker, produced by Alex Schmider, dedicated to Shauna, Sean, James, Leah, and Duncan.
I have a message for everybody. Let kids play. Kids are kids. It doesn't matter what label you have at the end of the day. Like, kids are kids. So let them play. I can't see you
from where I'm at. To learn more, find support, and take action, visit thetrevorproject.org, glad.org, glsen.org, pflag.org, transfamilysos.org. Edited by Michael Mahaffey and Amanda Griffin. Written by Michael Barnett, Amanda Griffin, and Michael Mahaffey. Music by Tyler Strickland. Director of Photography, Turner Jumonville. Additional cinematography by Michael Barnett and Chris Westland. Design and animation by Buck. Creative directors for Buck O'Ryan Tate and Yeeker Moreno. Design by Yeeker Moreno. Animation by Alex Perry. Executive producer for Buck, Kitty Dillard. Featuring Mac Beggs, Sarah Rose Huckman, and Andrea Yearwood. Assistant camera, Seth Gregory and John Valance. Utility, Josiah Watila. Production assistant, Jared Kerrigan, Tyler Conning, and Devin McKinney. Post-production supervisor, Michael Mahaffey. Assistant editor, Sasha Perry. Consulting editors, Alexandria Bomback and Derek Boonstra. Publicity, David Magdale and Associates, Inc. Production insurance by Hub International. Supervising sound editor and re-recording mixer, Lawrence Everson. Dialogue editor, Miriam Cole. Sound editor, Cindy Takara Ferruccio. Mix stage provided by Smart Post Sound. Head of production for Superfilms, Claire Tucker. Cameras, grip, lighting provided by Freestyle Cinema Rentals. A very special thanks to Alex Eisenhart, John Eisenhart, Julie Eisenhart, Kathy Moling, Sam Moling, Josh Pearson, and Pam Pearson. Additional music, Chasing Dreams, written by Sebastian Fritz, Tyler Strickland, and Old Man Saxon. Performed by Goes. Featuring Old Man Saxon and Shay Diamond. Produced by Sebastian Fritz and Tyler Strickland. Additional vocals by Sakari Greenwell. World when it's all stress, I grow in the darkness, yes. No, I get stronger with all these bumps and dings. Gotta see it as growth rather than stumbling. Taught me what I can't be around. Taught me to be so fly that I can't see the ground. Taught me to stand tall. Taught me to take a loss. But when I'm finished, I'm coming for your spot. Rather you know it or not, I'm coming out on top. See, tilt your head up to the sky. Go ahead and tell me what you see. I'ma come out on top. Feel the weight, all the blessings that I need. Getting up so close, they can't be far away. I'ma come out on top. If I keep on chasing dreams, they can't be far away. Copyright 2021, Mac Attack, LLC. All rights reserved. Mac Attack, LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws, giving effect thereto and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Hulu, distributed by Hulu, LLC Superfilms, Hulu Original.